For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Claire DeGeorge, the sophomore out of Anchorage, Alaska, who had two assists on the night, both on Lydia Passholt's first two goals. First of all, you're playing alongside Lydia and Haley Mack. Talk about what it's been like playing alongside those two.
I love it so far. They're both two players who, when they get the puck, they're going to shoot it. They have hard shots, and their shots are always accurate. So if I get them the puck, I know it's going to go in the net.
What was the key to getting those two goals for Lydia on that against Maddie Rooney?
I mean, we knew Rooney's been having a tough time lately, so we were like, get the pucks on net, and Lydia came and she did exactly that. We got the rebounds that we needed to on her and put the puck in the back of the net.
Rooney's been giving up a lot of rebounds. Your team just getting in the right position, how hard is it to get in the right position to catch those rebounds?
Oh, it's very difficult. It's hard because the puck's always either flying through the air, coming at you, and half the time you have an open net, but it's just being able to hit the puck correctly so it goes towards the open net. It's tough, but we know she gives out a lot of rebounds, and that's how we're going to win the games here.
Three big points won by your team Friday night, 4-1. Three more points on the line. You guys could take fourth place all alone with a sweep. What's it going to take to beat Duluth?
Coming out and playing just like we did today, learn from our mistakes even, and go out, put the pucks on the net, and secure those 3 points so we can get ahead of them.
Your penalty kill's been so good this season. You had 27 consecutive penalty kills before Ashton Bell put in the power play goal. I know that's tough to stomach, but what's been the secret to your penalty kill being so good?
Honestly, I couldn't really tell you. We play it more as we take the most important players out at the time and not really worry about the person who's not a threat. And when they become a threat, then we worry about them. So, and then the fact is, like, getting the puck out of the zone, you kill them, their penalty, by 30 seconds. And it does kind of suck that we lost that streak that we had going, but we'll just get it right back tomorrow.
Kiki Radke's goal that put your team up 3-1 came at such a great time because it answered that power play goal, but her celebration was so fun to watch. What is it about Kiki on the ice that just adds a little bit of energy to this team?
Well, you know, she's so aggressive and she's always going to be working hard. I know that when you look out on the ice and there's a battle being made, she's always going to be coming out with the puck. She's going to beat whoever she's going against to the puck, and although she's small, she's very mighty, and she can slip through and still she'll come out the puck every time.
Your team also had 11 block shots today. I mentioned a coach in the post game. Heather Olson had 4 of those. She's playing with a lot more confidence this year, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. And yeah, it's funny you say that block shots, because in practice she'll block like 10 shots. And it's like, Heather, you all right? And it seems it just doesn't faze her. It's amazing.
Lauren Bench coming up with another big win for your team this weekend, 29 saves against the Bulldogs. Talk about her play.
She's been doing really well lately. It's nice to start to get some consistency out of some goalies, and so being able to have that as a secure blanket behind us, it makes us have more confidence to make some plays and try and get the puck up, not be afraid to make as many mistakes. Although I know it probably goalies don't really enjoy that, but you know, it helps for us, for our confidence, and as well as hers.
All right. How much did it help last weekend having that two-game series, non-conference, before you had to play Duluth this weekend?
It is very nice. I mean, being able to get our feet back under us. I mean, it's a whole new game going from playing non-conference to conference. In the WCHA, it's so much more aggressive, I should say. Like, there was a lot of hits going on out there, and so that's just something that we didn't really see against Union. But again, against Union we had more of a chance to be able to move the puck around and get our lines in sync, I should say.
All right, on to some fun questions. I know your dad is in town. How fun is it to know your parents are traveling from Alaska to see you play on occasion?
Oh, it's always fun. I mean, they don't get to come up here very often, and I know they have as much fun up here as I usually do. So it's nice to know that you have a family member in the crowd, and even though I still don't get to see them very often, it makes those, when they do come, those moments more special.
What did you do over Christmas break?
I went to Florida, so we went to Universal, went to Cape Canaveral, which is really cool. I do recommend that. Trying to think other cool things we did, but those are the two big ones that we did.
What was the best thing you got for Christmas?
Oh, I got some new Bose headphones, like the Bluetooth ones. That was nice.
Those are always nice when you're traveling, right?
Yes. Yeah. Love them.
Claire, enjoy time with your family and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.